Joining the program to talk about the future of the Republican Party is Matthew Continetti, associate editor at the Weekly Standard, a conservative journal. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, Senator Martinez says he's not going to impose his agenda as the new general chairman of the Republican National Committee. But didn't the president nominate Mel Martinez because of his ideas and because he supports the president's agenda?
No, and you're right. And the fact remains that any Republicans' problems with Senator Martinez is that really their main problem was with President Bush. And this is going to be a challenge for the president over the next 2 years as he faces increasing Republican criticism, not only on immigration but on Iraq, on a whole variety of issues, including perhaps even some sort of deal on entitlements, which may or may not lead to a tax increase.
What kind of a message can the Republican Party craft when it is divided, as you said, on the immigration issue and on the war in Iraq? I mean, you're going to have prominent Republicans in Congress next week voting for a non-binding resolution against the president's Iraq strategy.
That's right. There is a new centrist proposal that may attract more support among Republicans. Republicans at this point are leery to sign on to the non-binding resolution opposing the troop surge. I see less a division in the Republican Party over the Bush policy in Iraq. However, at the end of the day, it comes down to this. The reason that Bush's immigration policies have failed to be implemented or even enacted by Congress is because his political position has been weakened by the conduct of the Iraq War. If Iraq improves, then so does Bush's domestic political standing, and so do the chances of a bipartisan immigration bill.
Today, Kansas Senator Sam Brownback made it official. He launched his bid for the Republican nomination for president. Here's what he had to say.
Today, my family and I are taking the first steps on the yellow brick road to the White House.
Matthew Continetti, who can win the White House for the GOP in 2008? A social conservative like Sam Brownback or someone who has more crossover appeal, say like Rudolph Giuliani?
I only wish I knew. Then I could help advise that candidate and find my way in the corridors of power. No, the truth is no one knows who's going to best capture the White House in 2008, simply because no one knows what the political situation in America will be like. I will say this. Senator Brownback has sympathies with among an important constituency in the Republican Party, and that remains white evangelical Christians. And so I think his strategy then is to appeal to those voters and also address perhaps the Republican voters who are a little bit leery about the war in Iraq, the conduct of it, and Bush policy in Iraq in general.
We'll be hearing more about the war in Iraq later in the program. Matthew Continetti, thank you for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
Mr. Continetti is an associate editor at the Weekly Standard. Thank you.